Can radial motions in the stellar halo constrain the rate of change of mass in the galaxy? By Sanjeev Sharma et al. A change in the mass of the galaxy with time will leave its imprint on the motions of the stars, with stars having radially outward mass loss or inward mass accretion bulk motions. Here we test the feasibility of using the mean radial motion of stars in the stellar halo to constrain the rate of change of mass in the galaxy, for example, due to decay of dark matter into invisible dark sector particles or more conservatively from the settling of baryons. In the current paradigm of structure formation, the stellar halo is formed by accretion of satellites onto the host galaxy. Over time, as the satellites disrupt and phase mix, the mean radial motion VR of the stellar halo is eventually expected to be close to zero. But most halos have substructures due to incomplete mixing of specific accretion events, and this can lead to non-zero VR in them. Using simulations, we measure the mean radial motion, VR, of stars in 13 stellar halos lying in a spherical shell of radius 30 kpc. We find that for most halos, the shell motion is quite small, with 75% of halos having VR is less than or equal to 1.2 km/s1. When substructures are removed by using a clustering algorithm, VR is reduced even further, with 75% of halos having VR is less than or equal to 0.6 km/s1. A value of VR approximately equals 0.6 km/s1 can be attained corresponding to a galactic mass loss rate of 2% per year. We show that this can place constraints on dark matter decay parameters such as the decay lifetime and the kick velocity that is imparted to the daughter particle. The advent of all skystellar surveys involving millions to billions of stars is encouraging for detecting signatures of dark matter decay. This was Can Radial Motions in the Stellar Halo Constrain the Rate of Change of Mass in the Galaxy? By Sanjeev Sharma et al.